الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده، وصلاة الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah as you ought to be mindful of Him, and let not death come to you unless you have submitted yourself to Allah. In Surah Al-Baqarah, in ayah number 136 to ayah number 138, in three ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the character of Islam, the beliefs of Islam and the characters of Islam. And Quran does that in many places to remind us. So here we are reminded, قُلُوا, say all of you, آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَصْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدِ اهْتَدَوْا وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. صِبْغَةَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغَةً وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. Say, O believers, that we believe in Allah, and whatever is revealed for us, and whatever was revealed to Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, and the tribes, and whatever was given to Musa and Isa, and whatever was given to all the prophets from their Lord, and we do not make a discrimination between the prophets of Allah, and we are submitting ourselves to Him. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. Muslim means submission. So we are submitting to Allah. If they believe, other people, if they believe like you believe, then they are rightly guided. But if they turn away, then they are in dispute, they are in dissension. And Allah will be sufficient for you, for them. And Allah, the one who hears and knows everything. And then in the third ayah says, adopt the color of Allah. Adopt the coloration of Allah. And who is better than Allah in color? And say, we are His worshippers. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَبِدُونَ. So believe in all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and believe in the message that was given to prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the message of all the prophets was Islam, one and the same message, that is worship Allah, none beside Allah, and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the deen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, صِبْغَةَ اللَّهِ. So I want to talk a few minutes about that. Sibghat Allah. You know, sibgha is a color or dye. And it is a color that penetrates into the thing that is colored. Because sometimes you paint, you put a coat of color, but it does not penetrate into the thing. The coat and the paint stays on the surface, and it can be scratched. But sibgha is something that it penetrates into the object that you color. That's called sibgha. That means the whole being is penetrated with that color and it takes that color. So what is Islam? That is Islam, the deen, the iman should penetrate into your being. It is not over the surface. It is not like a paint. But it is something that colors your whole personality. That's what the real iman is. The iman goes inside the heart and it also covers every aspect of your life. So your inward and outward, your private and your public, every aspect of your life is covered and colored by Islam. And that is the coloration of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sibghat Allah. That means every believer must be colored by this color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not white. Color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not black. Color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not brown. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond that. He is the creator of all the colors. But there is no special color of Allah. Recently I was hearing a Christian priest mentioning that he was in his church, in his study room, and his daughter visited him, young daughter visited him, and he took her around and she was looking at the pictures on the walls of the church, paintings on the walls of the church. And she saw one picture and he explained to her that this is Jesus with his disciples on the Last Supper. So she very carefully she looked at that and she said to him, but none of them looks like us. Because they were all white. He said, Jesus and all these disciples, none of them look like us. So that is the problem. When you take picture, you make a picture of a particular thing, and that you make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah, you make him into that color. So some people paint God as white, some people paint God as black, and some people paint God as Arab, or as Englishman, European, or as African, or something else. And this is what creates all kind of issues, problems, difficulties, theology, as well as in the practical life. That's why Islam says no way, no image, no image of Allah, and no image of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't make any image. And Allah especially, prophets were of course are human beings, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond that. Allah is beyond that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the Quran says sibghat Allah, the color does not mean the white color or black color. Color means the character. Correct means the being as it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's being is. Imam Ghazali rahmahullah, he wrote a whole book explaining the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beautiful names of Allah. And the name of the book is Al-Maqsad al-Asna fi Asma'illah al-Husna. The highest aim in the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorious names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says that names are given to us so that we make our character like the character of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Take the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your akhlaq, as your manner. And that is, there are many akhlaq. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, generosity, Allah's forgiveness, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is peaceful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. All of these things, these are the characters, the divine characters. And these characters, we are asked that we should adopt them. So that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Sibghat Allah. Sibghat Allah, yani, khudu sibghat Allah. Tamassaku bi sibghat Allah. That take the sibgha of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ sibgha. And who is better in coloration than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And we serve those who serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. And we are worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is not a particular shape, particular tribe, particular family, clan. It is not particular style, but it is akhlaq. the manners. Islam is religion of aqidah. Islam is the religion of ibadah. Islam is the religion of akhlaq, the manners. The manners are highly emphasized in Islam. And of course, Islam also has certain rules and regulations, sharia. All of these things. And the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ emphasizes that point. He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to look on the day of judgment on your faces, that your face was white or black, or you were an Arab or a non-Arab. Allah is not going to do that. But Allah saw a net also, how much money you had. What was your bank balance? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to look at your hearts. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. One who comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a pure, sound heart, clean heart. In that heart there is no hate. There is no ghil and ghish. There is no hate. There is no deceit. There is no jealousy. That is the heart. That is a clean heart. And وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. And also Allah will look at your a'mal, your deeds. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our hearts clean. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our a'mal, our deeds, good deeds, pleasing deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And give us that being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the, is reflecting the image of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reflecting like in the mirror. You clean the mirror and the image reflects into Allah. So in a similar way, you have the image of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, personality of Allah, personality of the human being, become that kind of personality. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are here together. We are not yet inside the masjid because of infection and all of these things. It's not easy to disinfect completely. So that's why we are praying here. But as you know, the situation is still very serious. California, especially in Southern California, COVID cases are increasing, and number of other states also. So we have to continuously take the precautions. Of course, we trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we also should take the precautions. And precautions are being taken. So I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of us, protect our families. And at the same time also, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that remove this bala from us. We pray, Allahumma irfa'anna hadha al-bala. And there are a number of people who are not well. We make dua for them. And also a number of people who passed away, many of them, some of them, because of this virus. So please make dua for the health of Sister Maham Kashif, Brother Irfan Farooqi, Sister Uruj Rania Khalid, Brother Asif, Sister Farhana and family, Mrs. Wasiullah and daughter Sara, Sister Maryam Shafiq, Brother Jamil Dada, Brother Yusuf Sattar, Brother Haysam Bandakchi. He had surgery and is still in the hospital. Make dua that may Allah give him recovery soon. And Brother Mubarak Ali. So please make dua for their health. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfihim ta shafi la shafi illa ta shifa'an la yugadiru saqam. Also, there are some people who passed away. Sayyid Munawwar Hassan, the former Amir of Jamaat Islami of Pakistan, he died this morning of coronavirus. Brother Asim Sayyid, Sister Nadira Begum, Sister Afshan Ara, Sister Qaisar Jahan, Brother Dawood Hashmi, and our brother Naveed Iqbal's brother-in-law, his younger sister's husband, only about 39 years old. He also died today with coronavirus in Pakistan. Also, our brother Farooq Malik's wife in Houston passed away with coronavirus yesterday. Brother Akram Bayazid, Sister Adama Bayan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of them. Give them maghfira, inshallah. Allahumma aghfir lahum, ya Allah. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum. Wa'afihim wa'afu anhum. Allahumma akrim razulahum wassam atkhalahum. Allahumma aghsil khatayahum. Allahumma ati ahlahum bis-sabra wa-salawan. Inna Allahumma malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Wa ala man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawmiddin. عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولا ذكر الله أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة الله أكبر